sudden urges to speak in incomprehensible jargon that may result from reading this book. If you begin using terms like dialectical, difference, or the hermeneutics of facticity in everyday conversation, please seek immediate help. Dedicated to everyone who's ever nodded along in a philosophy seminar while understanding absolutely nothing. Genuine academic disclaimer. While this book takes a humorous and irreverent approach to explaining philosophy, the core explanations of concepts, historical context, and influence are factually accurate. The author has made a good faith effort to present philosophical ideas correctly before proceeding to mock them mercilessly. The jokes, analogies, and contemporary references are intended to make difficult philosophical concepts more accessible and memorable, not to replace rigorous understanding. Readers seeking a complete and nuanced understanding of the philosophical systems presented are encouraged to consult the original texts and scholarly commentary once they've stopped laughing. All exaggerations, simplifications, and instances of comedic license are intentional and in service of both humor and clarity. The author acknowledges that philosophical traditions are more complex and potentially valuable than any single interpretation can convey. Introduction. Meet philosophy's most enthusiastic buzzkill. Welcome, brave masochist, to the tortured world of Soren Kierkegaard, a man who managed to make 19th century Denmark, a country already famous for long dark winters and pickled fish, somehow even more depressing. If you're looking for philosophical comfort food, you've opened the wrong book. Kierkegaard is more like philosophical Ipecac, guaranteed to bring up everything you thought you'd safely digested about life, faith, and your own existence. In the damp streets of Copenhagen, a peculiar little man with a comically large head and spindly legs could often be seen limping about, muttering to himself, and furiously scribbling notes. To the casual observer, he might have seemed like any other mentally disturbed Victorian gentleman with too much education and too little sunlight. But this wasn't just any neurotic Dane. This was Soren Kierkegaard, busy revolutionizing philosophy while simultaneously alienating everyone in his social circle. Who was Soren Kierkegaard, besides Denmark's most eligible bachelor, if you enjoyed psychological torture? Born in 1813 to a wealthy but profoundly melancholic father, sensing a pattern here, Soren Kierkegaard entered the world already predisposed to existential angst. His father believed the entire family was cursed by God, a delightful bedtime story he shared regularly with young Soren. Nothing says healthy childhood quite like being convinced divine punishment awaits your entire bloodline. Kierkegaard is often called the father of existentialism, which is a bit like being called the father of clinical depression. Technically impressive, but not something you brag about at parties. Unlike other philosophers who were busy constructing grand systems to explain literally everything, looking at you, Hegel, Kierkegaard focused on the individual subjective experience. Revolutionary idea. Maybe universal theories aren't super helpful when you're having an existential crisis at 3 a.m., His personal life was as messy as his philosophical output was prolific. He got engaged to Regine Olsen, the love of his life, only to break it off a year later because, well, he decided suffering alone was more intellectually productive than domestic happiness. Nothing says, I love you, quite like